The views expressed on the following program are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and are not necessarily those of WMEL staff, management, or advertisers.
This is Bull Talk Business Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, the CEO of Bull's Marketing Solutions, Donna Anselmo.
This is Donna Anselmo. Welcome to Bold Talk Business Radio. Today's Tuesday, and every Tuesday we do Bold Talk about business. And the goal of our show is to help our listeners grow professionally and personally for greater success and satisfaction. And we do that by providing insight, strategies, tips, and tools for success every week. Recently, I read something about telling your story. And it's become a big thing people talk about in marketing, being able to tell your story well. And one of the aspects that the Dale Carnegie programs have talked about that really make your story sing is when you talk about something that you have relevant experience with, something that you actually have a right to talk about because you've been there, you've experienced, you've done it, you felt it. And by the way, I want to let you know that in the studio today is my co-host, Peter Anselmo.
Nice to see you.
Yes, he sees a lot of me these days for the past 35, 36 years. And we have on the line Dr. Diane Kramer, founder of Peak Skills Learning Systems and our business partner in the Bold Heart series of e-learning and magazine and some of the direction that we are going in is developing some new products. And we wanted to share that with you, given that we've all had a hand in developing products and product launches. And we know that a lot of you out there are thinking about something that you'd really like to do and wondering, gee, just how do I get started? So Dr. Diane Kramer, thanks for being with us on Bold Talk Business Radio today.
Hi, Donna.
Are you ready? Are you ready to share a little bit of your story in terms of how you have led people through product launches? I know many years ago you had a $1 million grant to help entrepreneurs take their projects forward. And over recent years, we've been launching products together. And I thought we could talk about that a little bit and give our listeners kind of a bird's eye view into some of the things that we've encountered and found are really essential to being able to get a business or product off the ground.
Okay. That's a lot, but I'm going to start right at the beginning with the idea of the motivation for a product. There are two types of motivations for a product. One is to find a product, developing a product, I mean. One is to find a product where it fits an extreme pain or even a minor pain that someone is having. Give you an example. In my world, I'm also a psychologist, marriage counselor. When I did workshops, people would come and go. Marriage therapy, there was such a need that my phone is always ringing off the hook because there was so much pain in the marriages and that the marriages will break up. The other kind of product is one that fits a marketing, you know, a fantasy. I would like this. My daughter has a dog boutique online, Doggy Diva. And she sells dog collars and dog strollers and dog carriers, necessary products with lots of pain? No, but people want those. They like them. It's their fantasy of what their dog needs. So there are really two kinds of products, and that's very important because it makes the marketing very difficult. It's much easier to sell products that tap into our pain, harder to sell products that tap into our fantasies unless we're very good at marketing.
And
so that's the beginning.
Right. And when, you did mention, Diane, that your daughter's website is doggydiva.com. Happen to know it's doggy-diva.com. And
right.
So for any of our listeners,
doggy-diva.com.
Right. So for any of our listeners out there who are great pet fanatics as we are, you should check out that site because they have some of those things that'll just kind of titillate your thinking about what would make your dog really happy.
Right.
Right. And right. So I think making yourself happy is what you're talking about in terms of the fantasy. And that gets
right
down to understanding who your customers are. There was a very interesting study that I've spoken about before on this station, and I think it's an important thing to consider, and it's understanding the buyer mindset, because that's such a big part of success is understanding and being able to key in to what drives and what motivates your customers. And I'm seeing a note sent to me on the computer right now asking if it's Doggy Diva with an IE or Doggy with a Y. And yes, it's Doggy, DoggieDiva.com. Thank you very much, our engineer.
My daughter thanks him.
Thank you, Vince Young, for that. And Rachel thanks you for that as well, we know. So when, you know, Rachel's thinking about what makes people happy, understanding that her customers are pretty much fanatics, but that study I was about to tell you about talks about the differences in how customers approach buying. So particularly when the economy tightened up a number of years ago, this study was released from Harvard in 2009, but it's still really relevant, as there were people that tighten their belts. And so there are some people who, no matter what you put out there, they are only going to buy it if it's an absolute necessity for them. And you have
right.
to understand, is that person the necessity buyer that you can attract or that would ever come and buy your product? There are also people who are cautious about buying. They, if you can show them a great value proposition, they will buy, but not until you have really convinced them that it's worth parting with their money. And then you have the millennials. And the millennials are people who want to buy because they want to experience something. And they're buying more for the experience than just to say they have something touchable. They want to really experience it. And so if you have a lot of millennials in your sites, you want to think about how to market your product so that it appeals to the experiential needs of the millennial. And I'll tell you right now, I have millennial children. And so when it came, my son Peter, Aunt Selma, hope you're listening today, he recently celebrated his 30th birthday. And, you know, usually I would think about, you know, what big thing, momentous thing can I give him for a momentous occasion and a big number birthday. And in the end, I called his sister and we decided, you know what he would really like is an experience. So we booked him a special hotel weekend at a surf fest in California for the weekend, because we knew that he doesn't really care so much about accumulating stuff. He just wants to have great experiences that he remembers. So that's a good way to think about your millennials. And then finally, you have the people who just have a lot of money and it doesn't matter to them. They don't go through angst when they're buying. They are the total fantasy buyer. They have the money to spend on luxury and they just want their life to be great as a result of what you have to offer them.
Donna, excuse me, that's fabulous. The four categories: necessary, cautious, it's a necessity, we're cautious, right? We're millennials, or we have all the money in the world and can buy whatever we want if it tickles our fantasy.
Right, that's because the
let's talk about our own new products in terms of that matrix of those four.
Okay, well, Diane, why don't you tell our listeners what our new products are, so then and then we can kind of put the overlay of how we think it through.
Yeah. So first, years ago, I'm a psychologist, and I created a program called The Extraordinary Self to help people reach their goals of success by making lots of changes within themselves and how to move forward toward their goal, all within a workshop format. It was very successful. Donna was one of the trainers of this program, this Donna on this program. And then Donna and I decided, okay, let's take this program and recraft it, create e-learning products. I happen to have an e-learning platform for making courses on the web, Peak Skills. So we said, okay, let's make these courses. And then how are we going to sell these courses? Well, they're all about reaching success. So we'll create a success-oriented magazine, which is going to be called Bold Heart Power. And the magazine will be for corporate people and business people who want to succeed. And the courses will be tied into that. So there'll be deep courses that take a person from where they are right now to fulfilling their dream, where they want to be, in the business area, the financial area, the relationship area, the health area. They could fill in any goal, but our focus, because we're marketing to business people, will be their holistic lifestyle. In other words, like, I don't want to say work-life balance, but we want to touch on their relationships at home because that impacts their business success.
You are listening to AM.
It impacts their business success.
Right, and you are listening to AM 1060 WMEL. This is Donna Anselmo, host of Bold Talk Business Radio with Pete Anselmo, who's here in the studio, hasn't yet spoken too much about our program here, but he is listening intently. And we have Dr. Diane Kramer on the line. Dr. Diane Kramer is located in Huntington, New York, and specializes in marital counseling and relationships, but has a history of having worked with organizational development and particularly with entrepreneurs. So Dr. Diane Kramer and your host, Donna Anselmo, have been working really for years. And that's another thing to talk about, like how long it can take to get a project off the ground. We had a great foundation in the Extraordinary Self Program, having been delivered, having been developed and delivered to many, many people, having been taught elements of it, taught in college, having gotten lots of feedback about the program so we knew what worked, and now being able to take that and roll it out in a new way in an e-learning format really speaks to getting to the point we were talking about before, which is understanding the needs of your customer. Because if our customer is a person in business, we know that they don't have a lot of time to fit our particular schedule, but e-learning provides a platform where they can do it on demand in their own time, in their own space, and they can do it around their work schedule. Diane, you were just talking about the, you know, people in corporate and people in business needing that kind of holistic view where they blend their personal and their business life together because they really are so interwoven.
Yes, and we know that corporate people, people working in corporate in the business world today, they want that experience in their life. That's more important even than the money. So by taking this program or going through it, choosing which modules to take, they can up their own experience because we go deep in feeling good about yourself, creating deep interchange in beliefs and values, so you grow beyond where you are now, and so you can feel that satisfied sense of well-being day in and day out, even if your boss is yelling at you or you lose a client, you know, momentary blips on the radar. But you feel good about yourself, you pick yourself up, okay, what do I have to learn from this, and let me go forward.
And I think, I think what you're doing, too, offering the flexibility to set their own plan with respect to where they're going, and so it's not a force-fed circumstance where you have to fit a mold. They really create their own plan, which is fabulous.
So you may be a listener out there tuning into your radio while you're driving, or maybe you're sitting at home or sitting in your office, and you're saying, what are they actually talking about? What is this program all about? Well, this is the Bold Heart Learning program that we are launching very shortly. And if you would like to demo our program, I'm going to ask you to call me at 321-622-4138. Leave a message for Donna Anselmo if I don't answer the phone, and I will get back to you, because we're going to make a demo program available to a few people, on the condition that you give us some feedback about it. But what this program is really about, it's about developing and cultivating your own belief system and skills for success and satisfaction in your life and work. And we start out with a series of courses that really help you power up your own self-worth and your own belief and system and your own confidence that's going to move you through the ability to take the next steps and actually get all the work done. So we're starting with beliefs, and then we're looking at how you can
feelings
envision.
And how to lower stress. That's all part of that first
right.
package.
And so when you think about it, if you wake up in the morning and you are totally sapped and drained of energy and you're not feeling good about yourself and who you are, you're not going to be looking to do stuff. But when you wake up and you feel empowered and you feel good about yourself and you believe that life brings you another good day, then you're going to say, wow, what do I want to do with this day? And so when you look and you wake up and you feel good and empowered, and that's our goal, that's the gift we want to give you through this program, is to say, well, okay, so what's the next step? What are you envisioning for your life? What do you want to see happen? What opportunities can you open to? And what feels important to you and really touches you in your heart? And when you know that, then we will have courses that are ready to lead you through the right steps to help you to act and achieve the things that you want to do, achieve your success. We'll show you how to do that in a series of courses. And finally, one of the most important things to any success is being able to sustain it, being able to sustain your success by building the right relationships and the right support systems that are going to keep you going. And so you have to have the resources in place to know that no matter what goes wrong, there's somebody there to help you solve that problem. And you're confident in yourself, confident enough in yourself that you will reach out and ask for that help. What do you think about that, Diane?
I absolutely agree. My husband, he's one of those we call Long Island clams. He doesn't open up and talk a lot. And so he took his law business off by himself and isn't the success that he'd like. And he suddenly realized, what if I ask some people around me to collaborate with me more? Would I have more success? So he opened up, and then I'm his first collaborator. So I give him feedback about his marketing and everything. And suddenly he's opened up to me. He's listening. And he's starting to flower in terms of his business goals.
You know what I love about that?
Relationships where we find people to talk out our business issues.
Diane Kramer?
Very, very important.
Dr. Diane Kramer, what I love about that is that it makes me think about how often people don't open themselves up because they are afraid that somebody might disagree with them. They're afraid that somebody might give them feedback they don't know what to do with. But if you can get to that point, and that's what this belief in yourself learning program is all about, that you can get to a point where you can carry very important key beliefs for your own success that will get you to open up to more learning and to understand that even if somebody disagrees with you, even if somebody gives you some harsh criticism, that you can take it as information that you can use to say, wow, if I thought about that and I changed something different and I made a shift, would it be better? So you can take information that you can evaluate without necessarily letting it hurt your feelings, and we can show you how to do that. When people can get out of their feelings and just get totally focused on what's happening in the moment, you can move forward faster.
Yes, yes. So one component of the program is helping you to manage your emotions, especially the negative emotions. The exasperating, frustrating, aggravating experiences of your life, which get in the way of focus and productivity and energy to move forward.
You know what I want? I want our listeners to know that we have an archive of our radio shows on boldtalkbusinessradio.com. Remember, boldtalkbusinessradio.com, or you can even shorten it to boldtalkradio.com, and visit us on the web and click on the archive image, and you'll be able to get to 89 or 90 or close to 100 audio tapes of all of our prior shows. And I'm going to post something on the Bold Talk Business Radio blog site that will let you link up with some information about the Bold Heart program. And one of the things I really wanted to talk with you about today was the concept of what it takes to get a project like this off the ground. And so it takes marketing. We started talking a little bit about market research and understanding your customers. It takes understanding what are your customers willing to pay. You have to go through the product part. You have to go through the pricing part. You have to go through how you're going to promote it. And Diane and I are here right now. We're promoting it on the air. Peter Anselmo, what can you tell us about radio promotion?
Well, I think what's important, certainly on radio and many advertising venues, is repetition and clarity of message. And I think what you're doing today is excellent in terms of clarifying exactly what the program will help you with in terms of getting yourself psychologically, let's say, clear and being ready to tackle the other aspects of the business.
Absolutely. So you're starting out in marketing, defining your product, choosing your price based on the market research that you do and what you understand about your customers, understanding also about the cost of what it actually takes you to bring that to market. There's another aspect of marketing, which is placement. Where are you placing your courses? Well, in the past, when we did it in the Extraordinary Self program and we were based on Long Island and we were reaching out to the Long Island community and advertising and networking it out there, but now we're making it available on the internet as an internet platform. That's called marketing placement. And then we're working on our promotion, and one of the ways we're going to promote it is we are going to link it to a magazine online. We have less than a minute left, and we want you to know that you can come back to Bold Talk Business Radio every Tuesday for insight, strategies, tips, and tools. You can listen to us online at BoldTalkBusinessRadio.com on demand whenever you say, you know what, I need a little bit of support and encouragement. I need to learn a little bit more about my business and what I can do with my business. And you can sort through our archive and pick the show you want to hear. We want you to find your ideal customers and learn how to entice them to you. We have a few seconds left. We are going to see you next Tuesday. And I want to thank Dr. Diane Kramer.
And I'd like to just say, to call Donna at 1-321-622-4138 if you want to be part of our pilot group for the Brave Heart Learning Program.
Okay, well, we are very grateful to all of our listeners every week. We're thrilled when you tune in to Bold Talk Business Radio. Remember that you're listening by the graces of AM 1060 WMEL. This is Donna Anselmo, your show host. And I like to encourage everybody to be bold. Believe in yourself. Open yourself to opportunities. Love what you do every minute and love yourself too. And dare to dive into the things that are really important to you. When you do that, you will achieve more success and more satisfaction in your life and work. Thank you so much to Dr. Diane Kramer for being with us on the line from New York on Bold Talk Business Radio today. Thanks to Pete Anselmo, our show host, and to Vince Young, who has been running the board and giving me my time clock so I know that I have exactly 10 seconds to sign off today. And I'm going to miss you until next week when you return to Bold Talk BusinessRadio.com.